Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to watch us live, jump over onto that of Sons of Liberty Media. There's 13 articles every day concerning those that are a part of The Answer. If you're looking for the resolve, go to Sons of Liberty Media.com, and you'll understand why we're being censored. And as well, friends, you can also jump over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. You can watch us live on both pages. And if you'd like to, jump on live chat. Love to hear from you. If you want to call in, YouTube's not accessible to you, give us a call, pro or con. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that we appreciate you voting us to be the number one and number two show in the country, as well as the 53 countries that are tuning in even now. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check it out, go to Genesis Communication Networks. You'll see what I'm talking about right then and there on the gauge. Folks, we're talking about the day fake news told the truth. Just highlighted Anderson Cooper, going after Rod Blagojevich. And I just asked you the question. This is one of the guys that Trump just released. And the crimes that the guy's responsible for, did it sound like he was sorry? I mean, when they go to prison, it's called penitentiary. You know where that's derived from, friends? Penitence. To cause them to be sorry. Right? The laws, the schoolmaster to bring them to what? Judgment. Bring them to the cross where they put their faith in Christ. But this guy gets out after being found out for 18 different crimes, as I highlighted during the last segment. And he's attacking the very people that enforce the laws against this crime. That sounds like the accuser of the brethren, right? Revelations 12:10. Yeah, that's right. Yet Donald Trump saw fit to go ahead and set him free so he can do it all over again. I mean, folks, he wanted to blame the law for the crimes that he is guilty of committing. Folks, he called it politics. It's politics to lie. It's politics to steal. We're above the law. That's what he had in his mind, and he's acting like it even after 8 years of prison for committing 18 crimes. Well, keep in mind, Donald Trump, the one that granted clemency and pardon, he said he didn't need to... He didn't ask for forgiveness. Remember, I played the audio for you. Donald Trump said he didn't feel that he needed to ask for forgiveness because he never did anything wrong. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Did he really say that? Guess what, friends? He really did say that. And what does Scripture tell us? It says that if we have not sinned, we make God a liar and His word is not in us. Okay? Also keep in mind, this administration operates the same way as the last one did. And through their policy, they shall cause craft to prosper in their hand. They shall magnify themselves in their hearts and by peace shall destroy many. That's exactly what's happening today. But here comes judgment. Judgment cometh. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes and he shall be broken without hand. That's exactly what's happening, friends. It's exactly what's happening. How do we know? Well, because if we go to 2 Chronicles 19:10, what does it tell us? And what cause soever shall come of you of your brethren that dwell in their cities between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them, listen carefully, warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. How do we know what's right and what's wrong? Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. We make reference to the law. That's the purpose of the government. What we're seeing over the last 60 and 70 and 80 years in this country is no one's making reference to the law that exposes the crime. That's why they're not condemning it. And that's what I'm exposing. And yet this current administration said they want to bring in the rule of law. when in fact, we see by his fruit, Matthew 7:16, he's ruling through lawlessness, which destroys the country. So we got to Rod Blagojevich. What about Eddie D. Bartolo, Jr.? Trump granted clemency to former San Francisco 49ers team owner Eddie D. Bartolo. Okay? He pleaded guilty in 1998 to failing to report a felony in a bribery case, which led to former Louisiana Governor Edwin W. Edwards getting sent to federal prison. Notice who these people are working for, friends, hand in glove. Here's the NFL. This is nothing new, friends. We knew this. The NFL keeps the people distracted by entertaining them through a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball. And behind their backs, what are they doing? Is it their fault? Yeah, it's their fault, but it's the people's fault for allowing it. D. Bartolo did not serve jail time. Interesting how money works, isn't it? When you read Amos 5:7, one of the reasons the Lord judges nations, here's another one. You who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth. Well, when you do a study on that, it's interesting to note that you'll find that judges take bribes that blind the eye. They're taking money under the table and letting the guilty off. An indulgence. By the way, the government system in America today has turned into an indulgence concerning the bureaucracies that have been created. Money pays for justice. And that is the message, by the way, side note, that the older generation have given to their young people. Money pays off the judge. No, friends. That's not a good message to send. Because that younger generation will overthrow the older generation. And this happens by design through the education systems. That's another topic. Read Amos 5:7, friends. It's all judgment. This is because you didn't. Because you despised the law of the Lord. Because you left off judgment and justice in the earth. What did he say? I'm going to judge you for this. I'm going to judge you for that. I'm going to judge you for this. By the way, that's where we're at in America today. To a T. Read the book of Amos, friends, in all sincerity. Because, again, that's where we're at. Talking about, friends, the day that fake news told the truth. Trump is not prosecuting criminals, friends. He's releasing them. He does the opposite of what he says he's going to do. Just ask me, and I'll show you the fruit. Okay? If you don't want to see it, it doesn't matter if you don't want to see it. It's there. Let's go to the next one. Who else did he grant clemency to? Michael Milken. Trump granted a pardon to legendary 1980s junk bond king Michael Milken, who served only 22 months of a 10-year prison. Wow, that's amazing what money can do, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? A lot of these men, they think that their money's going to pay for justice, as if to suggest that that's going to work on Judgment Day. It's not. It was Jesus that said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Okay? Lose the world, gain your soul, brother. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:20, Mark 1:17, Acts 2:38, the list goes on. Luke 24:47. Trump granted Michael Milken a pardon. Well, what did he do? Well, he served 22 months of a 10-year prison sentence for violating security laws and has since become a prominent philanthropist. Okay? They play the good guy. Okay? They're not sorry for what they did. They're just sorry that they got caught. Okay? But if you look at this, friends, it was interesting. He also paid a $600 million fine and was banned from the securities industry. Oh, that's all. Just give us the money. We'll let you go. Don't do it again. See you later. That's a bad message to send. That's what destroys countries. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
This is Rob Hugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
You know, I just got a friend on live chat. If you want to jump over there, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Ricky just asked the question. Great question, by the way, my friend. Who that is running for president actually believes in God? Just out of curiosity. And I said, do you mean them that actually practice what they preach? 1 John 2:6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked, right? And I said, by what I've seen, and I've been in this game, in the center of it, exposing it for what it is, for the last 23 years, not a one that I found. Well, Bradley, isn't that kind of a broad stroke? No. Do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama, just for an example, violated, gave you the finger, transgressed your laws over 1,168 times that I know of? Did you realize that not one individual in any government capacity drew up the articles of impeachment? Not a one. And the first thing that comes through me is I begin to think about Jeremiah 30:12, where it talks about, "Thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, thy wound is grievous." I mean, are we there? I don't know. But listen, I got to tell you, and if I can be so transparent between you and my prayer life, Lord, how is it merciful to the victims in this country that you allow us to go on in our crimes against you and man? And I want to say, the only time that you can actually pray or say something like what I just said, you need to keep in mind, if you're not on the Lord's side, you're against him. I don't want to be there. And when I weigh out in the light of Scripture as to what it says, I don't understand how it is that we're still here. Because we are a people in this country, and I want to say this, not me, not my family, and I know that there's a few others across the United States of America, and when I say few, I equate that to Matthew 7, where Jesus said there be few that find it, there is few that understand it. But I want to say this, this people in this country, friends, to suggest that we deserve more time, as we stand back and allow the corruption to go on, not just in federal government. That is a revelation. That is an exhibition. That is a reflection of who we are individually in this country. What I am calling out right now is a reflection of the American people before God and man. Does someone want to tell me how you can explain to me how it is right to the innocent in the womb that are being slaughtered 4,000 a day, that it's mercy upon them to allow the new ones coming tomorrow that are going to be slaughtered? You tell me how it's a mercy to them. A mercy to the innocent is judgment upon the heads of the wicked. That is Scripture, friends. That is Scripture. King David prayed, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. And if you look at the prophets and you look at the men of God from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, it was in dealing with the wicked to establish righteousness. That's what it is. I mean, King David, if you look at Isaiah 51:4, he was set as a light to the nation. We're the seed of David, friends, and Abraham through Jesus Christ, by the way. And if we're born of the Spirit of God, guess what we're going to do? We're going to emulate what the Spirit is working through us. And we're seeking justice in this country because we want the crime to stop on the behalf of our posterity. That's what this is about to me. It really is. Oh, by the way, I want to go back to this. Get a little of the topic in there, right? 1-866-582-9933. Here, I'll take Tim really quick. I got you up there, Tim. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got a very short amount of time, Tim, from South Carolina. You are not taking over my show, but what's on your mind?
No, I wouldn't do that. I was just going to echo the words of John Calvin. You know, he says when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. And all of the people out there will talk about their free will. But they don't understand how God uses their quote unquote free will, which is really bound to sin, unless the Son sets them free, to drive them to the very thing that you talk about. All this stuff, when you post it, if I get a chance to see it, or if you write on the, or if you put it on the radio and we talk about it and stuff, and all the people attack you, just like they do me, just for pointing out the things with documentation, with facts or whatever. They'll go, well, who are we to vote for? Well, the problem is God has put you in such a position. He has put you in the position that that's your only question. He's put your leaders in a stupor, as Isaiah says, a sleep, a drunkenness, that they don't know what to do. And all they can talk about is the economy. You and I mentioned this yesterday, and we didn't get a chance because it was short time, but I'll make it here and I'll let you go. You have representatives or people who push for money, or they push for the law. And Jesus said, you can serve God or you can serve mammon. And God's the one who gave law. And if you will serve God, if you uphold the law, guess what? The economic blessings and all the other stuff come with it. But if you seek to uphold the economy, if that's where your focus is, you're building on the shifting sand. And Jesus says, when that fall comes, it will be great.
That's right. I get your point. I'm just thinking about what you said. It's like when I have a conversation with someone, Tim, I get like three and four different things out of what they say. But with you, because you're so long-winded, I get like 15 things, so I got to go back to the first thing. No, I'm good. I'm good with that. I'm not saying that in a condemning way whatsoever. But I am saying that the first thing I thought of was free will. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, when your will is God's will, then it's a free will. And it's interesting to note that he also said free will carried many a soul to hell, but never a soul to heaven. And we hear this all day long. And yet Scripture says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursings, therefore choose life. Everything that we do is a choice, but right? But listen to this. This is also what he said. Free will doctrine, what does it? It magnifies man into God. It declares God's purpose a nullity, since they cannot be carried out unless men are willing. It makes God's will a waiting servant to the will of man, and the whole covenant of grace dependent upon human action, denying election on the ground of injustice. It holds God to be a debtor to sinners. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And just so people can look it up themselves. You really want to be a reformer? You read Martin Luther's The Bondage of the Will. That's exactly what it is. And Martin Luther's the thing that brought down Rome, the tyranny of Rome across Europe, was this issue of the will. Because Martin Luther said, this is the hinge on which the whole turns. And John Calvin even echoed that and said, this writing has hands and feet. I mean, everybody says, well, you don't believe we have a choice. No, it's not that we don't have a choice. It's our want to is broken, and it's bent towards sin. It's in rebellion of God. And until God changes us, until he changes our heart, and look, you don't get that by walking an aisle, praying a sinner's prayer, or any of this other stuff. You get that when God, in his love, looks down and he says, I'm going to give that one life. And he's going to repent, and he's going to believe in me.
The command
to whether you're dead or whatever, whatever stripe you hold to politically or whatever the thing is you are at the mercy of God. And the command to you is still, even in your inability, to repent. That's the command. It's the same command for everybody. And so I just wanted to chime in with that because I know we got caught up yesterday. And I wanted
no,
to make
I appreciate
a point
it.
About the money and God, and you're hitting on it, that God is a God of justice. All around his throne is justice. And so, and the only reason you and I have any mercy is because somebody else bore our justice, isn't it?
No, that's exactly it. Dude, we deserve hell. But you know what? I'm responding to his call. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Yep.
I'm just responding to the call. I already know what I deserve. And regardless, this is how I look at it, Tim, regardless of where I end up, though he promised me eternal life, to he who hath the Son hath life, listen, I'm going to live out his will until it's all his will, and I want to get out of the way. And my prayer life consists of, Lord, in spite of me, overcome me, overtake me, clothe me. And so I don't mean to get off of what we're talking about, but I'm just being I want to be about as real as I possibly can, because I really want to see God's will lived out in my time through me. I don't want to stand there on judgment day and say, Lord, I wish I would have. I've got to redeem the time while I've got the time and press into the kingdom, because the Bible says in Matthew 11:12, the violent take it by force. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Thank you, Tim. In all sincerity, thanks for calling. And I was appreciate your input. Thanks. Folks, I want to go back to this really quick. In Romans 9:15, it says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Okay? Romans 9:15. Going to Martin Luther really quick as to what Tim just brought in from South Carolina. Free will without God's grace is not free will at all. And it's interesting how man will lead to his evil dispensation when he says it's his free will. Well, I can do what I want because God's grace will. Wait a second. If it's God's grace that wills it, then you're going to be walking in Christ, not in the will of the flesh. Think about what you're saying, friends. Free will without God's grace is not free will at all, but it is the permanent prisoner and bond slave of evil, since it cannot turn itself into good. Amen. That's the word of the Holy Ghost. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. A temporary truce between the United States and the Taliban took effect, setting the stage for the two sides to sign a peace deal next week aimed at ending 18 years of war in Afghanistan and bringing U.S. troops home. If successfully implemented, the week-long reduction in violence agreement, which is now in force, will be followed by the signing of the peace accord on February 29th, wrapping up America's longest-running conflict and fulfilling one of President Donald Trump's main campaign promises. At least 18 Americans who returned home from a quarantine cruise ship are now infected with the new virus, bringing the number of the cases in the United States to 35. The U.S. tally dates back to January 21st and includes three people who were evacuated from the central China city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. More than 76,000 cases have been reported worldwide, with the majority in China. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey, folks, listen to this. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, talking about the day that fake news told the truth. We got two more segments, 1-866-582-9933. Love hearing from you. Pro or con, doesn't matter. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to hear this. I am for the law, okay? I want to say this. If the Bible calls it sin, I don't care about what your opinion is, okay? Just for the record, I also want to say this. I am for the law that keeps men free in Christ. John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. I said 2 Corinthians 3:17 first, and then John 8:32. But there is nothing in... I want people to understand this, because there's no obligation or an amendment of God's moral law. It stands. Okay? And true Christians like King David will say, oh, how love I the law. It's my meditation all the day long that Jesus Christ came in to fulfill. Romans 3:31, Matthew 5:17. The list goes on. Okay? There's nothing in the law of God that will rob you of happiness. You are today in trouble, as we're highlighting this article, because you have left off your God in taking on man. There's nothing in the law of God that will rob you of happiness. It only denies you that which would cost you sorrow. It's totally true. Daddy said no because he loves us, friends, not because he hates us. I want to say it one more time. Charles Spurgeon. There's nothing in the law of God that will rob you of happiness. It only denies you that which would cost you sorrow. And again, true that. How true is that statement? Oh, I love it. I totally love it. Someone just brought up a point about departing from God. Do you know that Noah Webster, the guy that wrote Webster's 1828, which just happens to be right behind me, said this: all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Why are you in trouble, America? Because of that. Because of the, and it's about as simple as it gets. Though it is a warfare. We're talking about the day that fake news told the truth. I've already highlighted that. Rod Blagojevich. And I'm here to tell you, Trump is not prosecuting, friends. He is setting the criminals free. This is a fact. We talked about Rod Blagojevich. We talked about Eddie DiBartolo Jr. We talked about Michael Milken. By the way, Michael Milken, who was also granted clemency and pardon by Donald Trump, he was also an individual who rose to prominence on Wall Street in the 1980s as he is the head of the high-yield bond department, also known as junk bonds, at the now defunct or firm Drexel, Burnham, and Lambert. Milken was accused of taking part in an insider trading scheme. This explains, by the way, concerning Harry Reid, McConnell, Pelosi, others on the inside that are making $174,000 a year, how they go in there and just within a couple of years they become millionaires. Well, Milken did it too, but he got in trouble for it. He was accused of taking part in an insider trading scheme and eventually pleaded guilty to several counts of securities violations tied to a scandal with former stock trader Ivan Boisky. But because he paid a $600 million fine, he only had to serve a short sentence, friends, 22 months. Isn't that crazy how that works? Oh, my goodness, friends. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Bernie Kerik is another one that Trump pardoned. Former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik. Oh, I bet he's an upright guy there, huh? Who once served 3 years in federal prison for charges including tax fraud and lying to officials. Isn't that interesting how they think that they're above the law? We are all subject to God's moral law. For in the spirit, it is perpetual. It's always at work. Kerik was nominated as Homeland Security Secretary by George Bush Jr., but withdrew from consideration due to potential tax violations. Huh. Kerik, a former business partner of, guess who, friends, Donald Trump, and a Trump ally, and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. I want to stop right there. Okay, just let's hold right there for a moment. I want to say this. I don't know Roger Stone, but I do know this, that a friend of mine is friends with those guys. Roger Stone was friends with Donald Trump for over 40 years. Okay? It's been reported that he is there defending Donald Trump. Donald Trump's DOJ goes after Roger Stone. But yet, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, James Comey, Andy McNabb, the list goes on. They're still enjoying impunity. Whoa! Isn't that crazy how that works? Now, I also want to roll back for a moment because everybody wants you to believe that, well, Roger Stone and Giuliani, these are upright guys, just like Donald Trump. Friends, I seen some stuff on Stone this morning in a gay pride parade. What an absolute abomination. What a pervert. He has his clothes off. There's a woman dressed up as a flag, you know, the gay pride parade, which is blasphemy against God. It's a mockery, just like Satan does, of everything that God does. It's a mockery of the covenant of peace that God promised between man, the rainbow, right? Man and him. And that's why he sent the rainbow to show that there was a covenant between the two of them and he would never destroy the world by water again. No. The next time it's fire. But I want to say this. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Roger Stone is an immoral man. Go online and do a Google search and images on Roger Stone. Oh, my goodness. What a creep. Oh, and America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, you might want to look at him. Well, Donald Trump, you can watch the video, kissing his neck, dressed in drag, at a gay pride parade in New York City. America's mayor? Really? Folks, there is no denying that these men are extorted men because of their perverseness. When you look at the things that they have partaken with, and again, advocating for what God clearly condemns, Leviticus 18, 22, 2013, Romans 1, 24. I mean, the list goes on. 30 references condemning sodomy and homosexuality. These guys have partaken with it publicly, not the act, friends, but in endorsing and advocating for the crime. And now getting to the point where they're condemning anybody that speaks out against it, like Donald Trump, for the record. Okay, look who he just appointed. He just appointed an open sodomite. And what they want to do is sick him on the rest of the world. Because for those that don't know, your government's been acting like they have a constitutional right to police the world for a long time in this country. Well, Donald Trump thinks he's now the president of the world. That's why he appoints a sodomite to browbeat everybody else into submission. But keep in mind, once you give the green light to what God condemns, look behind you because the Muslims are right on their trail. And that's how your countries are overthrown. First thing they do is demoralize the country. Going on. I want to go to the next one here, friends. Arielle Freidler. This is another one that Donald Trump just pardoned. She was a software entrepreneur who pleaded guilty to conspiracy to access a protected computer without authorization and served 2 months in prison, according to a White House statement. Freidler, the White House said, was forced to sell the company that he had dedicated his life to building and has expressed deep remorse for his actions. Well, at least we see a little penitence there. Good. That's a good start, right? Christie told NJ Advanced Media that he spoke with Trump about Freidler's case. I said, Mr. President, he got treated wrong, and you can help it, right? Christie said. Oh, my gosh. I mean, what is Donald Trump thinks that he is in the place of the divine? Well, that's how he's acting. Oh, Mr. President, that's a very dangerous place for you to put yourself. Just for the record, if you aren't acting in accordance with God's word, it's a very dangerous place to put yourself. It really is. You're playing a dangerous game, sir, with respect to God and his love for mankind. Another one that was granted clemency was Paul Pogue, owner of a construction company and a Republican Party donor who was sentenced to 3 years of probation for underpaying his taxes by approximately 10% over a three-year period. That was premeditated. He knew exactly what he was doing. The Bible says he's supposed to restore fourfold. Okay? Now, I'm not going to get into the tax debate. We know what happened in 1913. We know where we're at today. We're being taxed to death. Unconstitutionally, we know all that, but it's still the point, friends. If this does the law apply to all of us or none of us? Okay. The White House said Pogue's clemency was supported by, listen to his friends, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and former Senator Rick Santorum. We had him on the radio, as a matter of fact. Rick seemed to be a cool guy, but he was compromised too. Pogue has donated $85,000 to Trump Victory. Oh, boy, oh, boy. A joint fundraising committee between the Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee and nearly $150,000 to the RNC committee so far this election cycle. Mr. President, why did you grant Paul Pogue clemency? Come on. Anybody laughing at me yet? Isn't this ridiculous? Let's go to David Safayan. Trump pardoned David Safayan, a former Republican lobbyist and a lawyer who served as an official in George W. Bush's administration. He was sentenced to 1 year in prison in 2009 for obstructing an investigation and making false statements in connection to a former lobbyist, Jack Abramoff. Man, this is just crazy. They're all tied with somebody in corrupt government, and now they're being granted clemency and pardon. Well, does anybody know why that is? Really?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'll make this real short. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Oh, addiction is a disease. Everything's a disease. You don't know why it's a disease? Because they want to make money off of you, friends. No, it's a choice. We got to do a show on that. It's hogwash. I mean, it is. It's like calling the man that can't keep his hands off of... 10 chocolate malts and 14 Twinkies sitting in front of a television set talking about how he's got a disease, an eating disorder. Yeah, you have an eating disorder. Here, let me give you the resolve. Abstention. Stop doing it. No, but these people want to convince you that you have to give them your money and getting your insurance money involved to pay them to help you, which you could have done if you had a little self-restraint going on in fear of God. My goodness, friends. We're talking about those that this week have been, well, they've been granted clemency and pardoned by Donald Trump, the one that's going to bring back in the rule of law, that's going to bring forth that special prosecutor. That's not what he's doing. Again, he's doing the opposite. Friends, how many times have I told you he does the opposite than what he says he does? And then when he does it, I highlight it again, and is this getting into your heart? I mean, I hope it does, because, man, I'm putting a lot of time and effort into making sure that you get the information that the mainstream media omits. I can't do it for you. You have to respond. Another one was Angela Stanton. She was an author, television personality, and motivational speaker for her involvement in a stolen vehicle ring in 2017, for which she only served 6 months in home confinement. What is going on here, man? Talking about a little pat on the back from everybody here, right? What, so they can get out and do it again? Man, I'm still going through a process of sanctification. It's a lifetime process. These people, they just served 2 months or 6 months at home, and for some reason or another, I guess that was too harsh of a sentence. They must have been rehabilitated after they were told that they broke the law. What a bunch of pansies. You're destroying men's souls by doing such, friends. Tanice Nicole Hall is another one that was granted clemency by Donald Trump. She was pardoned. Well, this is a good one. Trump commuted the sentence of Tanice Nicole Hall after she served almost 14 years for drug-related charges. Hall was convicted on charges to distribute, possess, and manufacture crack cocaine as well as possession of firearms per the Justice Department. Now, I want to say this. Have you ever taken the time to go online and see the CIA airplane that crashed into the side of the mountain with, what was it, four tons of cocaine? Now, I could sit here and accuse the CIA of what we know they're guilty of, the same thing with the FBI. By the way, I know this firsthand as well. It's interesting to note that if there's money to be made, that's all you have to do is look to the powers that be to find out who's actually doing the selling. Excuse me. CIA plane, yeah, it was 4 tons of cocaine. But I got to say this, they're transporting the cocaine into America because the American people are buying it. See how this always goes back to the individual in this country? The CIA is supplying the demand. Supply and demand. If there was no demand, the CIA wouldn't be a part of it. And I'm not saying that they're innocent. No, they're just as guilty as the person buying it. But don't play foolish, America, as to how this is getting into the United States of America. And the point that I'm making here right now, friends, a lot of people are dying through these cocaine cowboys because too many Americans are buying. So we really can't blame anybody for what we're guilty of if you're a part of the problem here. Okay, but here's a part of the problem. She was commuted just recently. She served almost 14 years for drug-related charges. Hopefully she's rehabilitated, in all sincerity. Her clemency was supported by former acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker and Alice Johnson, who sentenced Trump commuted in 2018 at the behest of Kim Kardashian. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, I got a quick question for you. If you haven't heard this before, serious. How do you know who Kim Kardashian is? How do you know who the Kardashians are? What did they do to receive the accolade and the approbation of the foolish in America? Here, let me give you the answer. Absolutely nothing. Nada. Let me ask you another question. What made Donald Trump famous? What did he do? Absolutely nothing, just like the Kardashians. Isn't that crazy? He was groomed, just like the Kardashians. They're famous for doing absolutely nothing but talking into a camera on cue. Just think about that. Crystal Menez was another one that was pardoned, granted clemency. Donald Trump, friends, is not prosecuting. He's setting them free. Okay? Trump commuted the sentence of Crystal Menez, who served 12 years in prison for marijuana-related charges. Okay, well, she shouldn't have broke the law then. In 2018, Menez was found guilty and sentenced to conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute marijuana, according to our court records. Now, this is where I have a problem with it. Who brought the drugs into America? Agencies that the government have created. Just ask Mitch McConnell, who was busted on his family's Ping Mei, his in-laws, where there's 90 pounds of cocaine on that ship. He's Mr. Anti-Drugger, by the way, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. But that ship was busted transporting cocaine, just for the record. See the double standard here? But again, if the American people weren't doing it, nobody would be supplying. Here's one more. Judith Negron. Donald Trump just commuted her sentence, granted her pardon and clemency, okay? He just commuted the 35-year prison sentence of Judith Negron for her role in a $205 million Medicare fraud scheme. Don't think of the innocent people that got robbed of their money. No, just feel sorry for Judith Negron, friends, because that's how the media wants you to believe. That's how they want you to think and process, okay? Negron, a minority owner of a mental health care company in Miami, Florida, was found guilty in 2011 on multiple counts of health care fraud and money laundering. She served 8 years of her 35-year prison sentence. Oh, poor lady. What about all the lives that were destroyed? Sounds like Bernie Madoff. Everybody feels sorry for Bernie. Everybody feels sorry for the one that ripped off billions of dollars, just like this woman did. Forget about the innocent people that were harmed because of their criminal activities. Well, that's what the president's doing right now. He's not bringing back in the rule of law. He's not condemning the crime, which is the purpose of government. He's not maintaining order. He's creating chaos, is what he's doing. But he wants you to believe that because he said he was a Christian just like every one of them did, then he must be. Hey, friends, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Psalm 12:8. Is that what's happening today? Yep. Who's been exalted? The vilest of men. Very telling, is it not? Hey, friends, in contrast, Scripture is clear. A king that sitteth in the thrones of judgment scattereth away evil with his eyes. Is that what's happening? Nope. Just the opposite. Being the president has its privileges, yet one would think that the way that they have, namely him, has sold himself to the American people, and what it is that he's actually doing are, once again, two different stories, just like I told you over 3 years ago.
Well, you know, we see a lot of judgment turned backwards. I think for those of you who are listening to the Sons of Liberty, maybe for the first time, it's very eye-opening, it's very shocking, and what can you do? Well, we need to be doing something. And I it's interesting when people ask that question, what can we do? I think, oh my goodness, there are so many things that you can be doing. How can you even possibly ask that question? And for us, we've always wanted to be a ministry that basically is a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving ourselves. We always say turning talk radio into do radio. And we are constantly out there with the people, whether or not it's through our events, through our radio program, through our music that we do, through getting out there one-on-one, individually passing on gospel tracts. There are so many avenues and channels that you can run to reach the masses. And you know what? You can also support what we do. It's interesting because every time I do a newsletter and I let people know, okay, this is what we've been doing this past week. We do it on a week-to-week basis. Just last week, Bradley was in studio with Alan Keyes in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, doing an interview out there. Then we were at a Lord's Disciples biker church before that. I mean, going to and fro. But for those of you who say, listen, what can I do? You can help by supporting our ministry. Sincerely, we cannot do what we do apart from your support. And for some of you, you have listened to the radio show day in and day out. You've been convicted. You've been angry. You've been inspired. But more importantly, you've been convicted by the truths that you hear to push you to the Word of God to move you to action. So if you could, please support our ministry. We totally appreciate everyone who supports us as Sons and Daughters of Liberty. It's as simple as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Clicking on the Spread the Word button, and you can support us on a monthly basis and help get this truth out there to the masses. Of course, the truth that sets men free.
Amen. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, folks. See ya.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.